Welcome to episode 766 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In our modern world, we are constantly bombarded with messages that tell us that we need to buy more and more things in order to be happy and successful. We spend hours each week scrolling through social media, looking at pictures of other people's possessions, and comparing ourselves to them. We buy things that we don't need or can't afford just to keep up with the latest trends or to impress others. We feel anxious or depressed if we don't have the newest and greatest gadgets or clothes. We judge others based on their material possessions rather than their character or accomplishments. We work long hours and sacrifice our relationships and health in order to earn more money and buy more things. While Solomon was renowned for his immense wisdom and unparalleled riches, his writings in Ecclesiastes present a profound meditation on the meaning and purpose of life. One of the central themes Solomon grapples with is the danger of materialism. In a world that often places immense value on wealth, possessions, and status, Ecclesiastes offers a counter-narrative that challenges the notion that these are the paths to true fulfillment. In Ecclesiastes 2 verses 4 to 11, Solomon recounts his personal journey of accumulating riches, accomplishments, and luxuries. He writes, "I built houses for myself, I planted vineyards. I had also great possessions of herds and flocks. I gathered for myself silver and gold. Yet, after amassing all this wealth and experiencing all that the world had to offer," Solomon concludes, "then I considered all that my hands had done, and the toil I had expended in doing it, and behold, all was vanity, and a striving after wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun." This is a sobering reflection from one of history's wealthiest individuals. 1 Kings 10 verse 14 mentions that Solomon received 666 talents of gold yearly, which is just the gold tribute. This amount does not account for other income streams, such as taxation, trading, or gifts from other nations. We do know that Solomon taxed the people heavily. This was one of the criticisms of his rule that was articulated by the elders after his death. Solomon also established trade alliances and received tribute from surrounding kingdoms and territories. The construction of the temple in Jerusalem and Solomon's palace are also testaments to his wealth. These structures were adorned with gold, precious stones, and fine wood. And, if that's not enough, the Bible speaks of a joint maritime venture between King Solomon and King Hiram of Tyre, where ships went to distant lands, including Ophir, which may have been India, and brought back 420 talents of gold. If anyone could find fulfillment in material prosperity, it would be Solomon. Yet, he found it lacking. The treasures of this world, no matter how abundant, could not quench his thirst for purpose and true contentment. Ecclesiastes reminds us that material goods are transient. In Ecclesiastes 5 verse 15, Solomon pointedly states, "As he came from his mother's womb, he shall go again, naked as he came, and shall take nothing for his toil, that he may carry away in his hand." The hard truth is, regardless of our amassed wealth, we cannot take it with us, after our time on this earth ends. In this light, placing one's identity or security in material wealth is not only futile, but also perilous. Materialism often breeds an illusion of control. The more we have, the more we may feel in charge of our destiny. Yet, Ecclesiastes 6 verse 2 says, "A man to whom God gives wealth, possessions, and honor, so that he lacks nothing of all that he desires, yet God does not give him power to enjoy them." Wealth can provide a false sense of security. We might feel that our riches shield us from life's uncertainties, but this is an illusion. Only in God can we find a foundation that is unshakable. Materialism not only impacts our perspective on life, but can also distort our sense of identity. When we derive our value and worth from our possessions, we risk losing ourselves. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 8 speaks of a person with neither son nor brother, yet there is no end to his toil, and his eyes are never satisfied with riches. Such a life, consumed by the pursuit of wealth, neglects relationships and the more profound callings of the human heart. Despite its warnings about materialism, Ecclesiastes is not a call to asceticism. It doesn't argue for renouncing all possessions or viewing them as inherently evil. Instead, it emphasizes the value of contentment. In Ecclesiastes 5 verses 18 to 19, Solomon writes, "Behold, what I have seen, to be good and fitting, is to eat and drink, and find enjoyment, in all the toil with which one toils, under the sun, the few days of his life, that God has given him, for this is his lot. Everyone also, to whom God has given wealth, and possessions, and power to enjoy them, and to accept his lot, and rejoice in his toil, this is the gift of God." The key lies in understanding that while possessions can enhance our lives, they are not the source of true joy or purpose. They are tools, not treasures. The genuine treasures are the relationships we nurture, the love we share, the lives we touch, and the God we serve. Jesus often warned about the spiritual dangers of wealth. In the parable of the sower, in Mark 4 verse 19, he speaks of the deceitfulness of wealth choking the word of God. In Mark 10 verse 25, he famously states, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." In Matthew 6 verses 19 to 21, Jesus advises storing up treasures in heaven, rather than on earth, where they are transient and can be destroyed or stolen. In Matthew 6 verse 24, Jesus makes it clear that one cannot serve both God and money, emphasizing the inherent conflict between spiritual devotion and materialistic obsession. The story of the rich young ruler, in Mark 10 verses 17 to 22, underscores the challenge of choosing between material wealth and following Christ. The young man's inability to give up his wealth demonstrates how material possessions can hinder spiritual growth. Both Jesus and the book of Ecclesiastes warn about the dangers of prioritizing material wealth over spiritual growth and well-being. While Ecclesiastes emphasizes the transient and ultimately unsatisfying nature of material pursuits, Jesus focuses on the spiritual implications of such pursuits, especially the potential for wealth to become an obstacle to a relationship with God. Let's get practical for a moment. Be mindful of the messages you are consuming. Be critical of the advertising you see and the social media accounts you follow. Focus on your needs rather than your wants. Ask yourself if you really need something before you buy it. Appreciate the things you already have. Make a list of all the things you are grateful for, both material and non-material. Spend more time on experiences and less time on possessions. Invest in experiences that will create lasting memories, such as travel, spending time with loved ones, or taking classes or workshops. Be kind to yourself and others. Remember that your worth is not determined by your material possessions. Practice intentional generosity. Seek out people whom you can bless with what you have. At least a few times per year, give away something that you own. Maybe it's a pair of shoes, or a book, or a video game. In a world that often equates success with material abundance, Ecclesiastes provides a timeless and essential corrective. It reminds us that the relentless pursuit of riches, devoid of deeper purpose, is vanity and a striving after wind. As we navigate our lives, may we heed the wisdom of Solomon. Let us embrace contentment, cultivate gratitude, and remember that our true worth comes not from what we possess, but from our inherent value as children of God. In the end, it's not the riches we accumulate, but the lives we impact and the legacy we leave that truly matter. The richness of life doesn't lie in the abundance of our possessions, but in the quality of our relationships with God, others, and ourselves. The wisdom of Ecclesiastes, combined with Jesus' teachings, prompts us to refocus our values, reminding us of the transient nature of worldly goods. As we pursue success and seek to make a mark in this world, may our pursuits be grounded, not in fleeting materialism, but in the eternal riches of love, compassion, and divine purpose. For in the embrace of these true treasures, we find lasting joy, peace, and fulfillment. Father, grant us the wisdom to discern the treasures that truly matter. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.